In a move that shocked many investors, Boston-based General Electric has replaced its CEO, who had served just over a year. As WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, shareholders are now asking what's next for this struggling industrial conglomerate.
In its 125-year history, General Electric has had just 13 leaders. Average time heading the fabled company founded by inventor Thomas Edison is about a decade. But CEO John Flannery lasted just 14 months.
It's stunning, absolutely stunning.
Bill Ouellette is professor of practice and managing director of the Martin Trust Center for MIT Entrepreneurship.
You always looked at GE as the pillar, the gold standard for management.
In 2016, CEO Jeff Immelt brought the company's world headquarters to Boston. But under Immelt, GE lost its mojo and direction. His promise of turning the conglomerate into the world's first digital industrial company failed. John Flannery, a 30-year GE veteran, took over. He inherited a diverse mix of companies that was hemorrhaging cash. Share prices fell in Immelt's final year and continued plummeting under Flannery, who last October said he was willing to try anything.
We need to make some major changes with urgency and a depth of purpose. Everything is on the table, and there have been no sacred cows.
Flannery cut GE's near-sacred dividend in half and laid out a two-year plan to sell $20 billion of assets. But large institutional investors ran out of patience before Flannery's plan had a chance to run its course. Again, MIT's Bill Ouellette.
It's not the strongest that survives. It's not the smartest that survives. It's the one that adapts to change. And that's true of corporations, for sure. And you see it even with the mightiest.
In 2004, GE was the most valuable company on Wall Street. Once known as the darling of the Dow, by last summer, it was dead last and was delisted from the index. Last week, the stock plunged to less than $12. Flannery's fate was sealed. GE is replacing him with Lawrence Culp. Culp once led Danaher Company. It began as a Massachusetts real estate investment trust. Culp is credited with turning the company into a model of what a modern conglomerate could be through mergers and acquisitions. Shareholder value increased fivefold in a decade. Culp became a GE board member just last April and is the company's first CEO who hasn't risen through the GE ranks. Bill Ouellette says that's going to be a challenge.
How do you keep what's good about GE and fix it, which is hard for an internal person, because it's hard to correct your own homework. But if you get an external person, they can look at it differently and change it, but they're not part of the DNA. So it's very hard for them to keep the good people there. Because if you don't have the people, you're just not going to be able to get this done.
GE came to Boston hoping to capitalize on the young engineering talent here, promising to bring 800 jobs to the city by 2025. Yesterday, day one of GE's new leadership, its share price rose 7%. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.